Dashim b'mufla shebebezdin. It means he has to be a special person of Bezdin. He has to be a mimcha. A mimcha lebezdin, he has to argue against the Bezdin HaGodol. Hakosim adaber. The other pasuk says, ki poli mimcha. What does mimcha mean? Ze yayitz. He argues against the yayitz that you need advice, which means Rashi says, soida eit ha'ibur. There's the machlekes whether you should make the year an extra month or not. So if he argues against that, he's called a zakim mamri. The chayin uraimah, there's a pasuk that says, mimcha yotza choshev al Hashem lo yayitz b'li yoel dover b'li yoel. So there's a pasuk that says that the word mimcha goes on eitzah, something you have to have an advice. So to make an extra month is called a yayitz if he argues against the Yibra Hashanah, for that he's chayiv misa. Then the pasuk says, zu, ki yipolei mimcha dover, says the pasuk. Dover, what does the word dover mean? Zu halacha. He argues against halacha l'moshim Sinai. If it's a machlokes whether this thing is also or not with halacha l'moshim Sinai, if he argues, he's chayiv misa. Then the pasuk says, la mishpot, ze adin. If he argues against the din, the girl will explain all these things. A machlokes whether you chayiv a potter, then he's chayiv. Then the pasuk says, bein dam. What does that mean? Bein dam lidam. Bein dam nida, lidam leda. It's a machlokes whether this dam is dam nida, whether it's dam leda, whether it's dam ziva. If it's a machlokes that one says it's tor and one says it's tamei, so for this he's also called the zakei mamri. Now the pasuk says, bein din ledin. What does that mean? Bein din nefashos, din imamnis, din imakos. Whether he argues the question of Dina Nechoshes, or Dina Mabnis, or Dina Makais, any one of these cases is also Chayiv Misa. Bein Negel, or Negel, the Pasuk says, Bein Nigei Odom, if it's a Machlekes about a Shaila of a Negei Odom, whether it's Tomei at all, Nigei Batim, a Negei in the house, Nigei Begodim, yeah, any one of these arguments, if he argues against the Bezna Godli, is Chayiv Misa. Then the Pasuk says, Divrei, yeah. Divrei Ribos, what does Divrei mean? Eilu ha-charomim. If it's a shayla or something, it's cherim, that somebody was makdish something. Ho-erchon, or else you're managed to give the value of your body. Ve-egdesh is something that you're magdish. If it's a machlekes, whether it is hegdish or not hegdish, and you say yes, they say no, yichayiv misa. Then the pasuk says Ribos. What does Ribos mean? Zu ha-shkoye soita. It's a machlekes whether the ishi is a soita or not. Does she have to drink the mea morim or not? So such a machlekes also yechayiv misa. The arefus egla, also machlekes whether you have to bring an egla roof or not, yechayiv misa. Utorius mitzayra, a machlekes how to be metayin the mitzayra, whether she brings this kabonis or that kabonis. So if there's a machlekes and you argue, yechayiv misa. Then the pasuk says bishorecho zu leket shichapeya. You can argue about the loch of leket shichapeya. Does this lechid belong to the Aniyim? It doesn't belong to the Aniyim. They say yes, you say no, yichayiv misa. Then the pasuk says, v'kamto, you have to come up. That means mi bezdin. You get up. Where do you get up from? From your bezdin, like we had before. You start off arguing in your bezdin at home. And then, if you don't agree, you come up to the bezdin agodol. V'yolisa, you come up. Malam, it comes to teach us, shebeis ha-migdosh, gevoya mi'aretz Yisrael. That Beis HaMikdash, that's the highest place in Eretz Yisrael. It always says Lashon of Yolisa. No matter where you are in Eretz Yisrael, it's always Yolisa coming up. And now, secondly, the Eretz Yisrael, Givraya Mikol HaRotzis. Eretz Yisrael is also higher than all other lands. Now, here's Poshtar Matzal Mitzias, the height. There could be a Pshat, another Pshat. El HaMokim, what's the place El HaMokim, it says? Malamna comes teach us, Sha'amokim Goyim, that when is the halacha of a Bezdin HaGadol, only if they're in the Lishkas HaGozes, like we had once before. If they leave the Lishkas HaGozes, they do not have the Kedusha of a Bezdin HaGadol, there will not be a halacha of a Zakei Mamri. A Zakei Mamri is only if you come up to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Lishkas HaGozes, and the Sanhedrin is there, if you argue with them there, then you're Chayiv Misa. But if they're not in their place, they don't have the same kedusha, then you're not chayiv misa. Now, bishlei me beis hamikdash gevoyim Eretz Yisrael. That's good. That the beis hamikdash is the highest place in Eretz Yisrael. That you have a proof. Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says over here, V'yaliso. Mash, many places in Eretz Yisrael, you have to come up, V'yaliso, you come up to Yerushalayim. You come up to the Beis Hamikdash. Elo, but the second statement, Eretz Yisrael, Gevayim, Mikol HaRotzes Minolei. How do you know that Eretz Yisrael is higher than all other lands? That it doesn't say here. It only says, V'yaliso, you come up to the Beis Hamikdash, from Eretz Yisrael. How do you know, though, if you're in Greece, it's called going up to Eretz Yisrael? So, there's another pasuk in Yirmiyahu that says, Lochein hine yomim boyim im Hashem. Days will come, Hashem says, that Chai Hashem, Asher helnes b'nei Yisrael m'yaretz Mitzrayim, the people will not say anymore, the great Hashem that took us out of Eretz Mitzrayim, ki im Chai Hashem asher helo, b'asher hevi ezaru b'es Yisrael. That this is by Moshe HaMashiach, that will come to praise Hashem, that he gathered us together from all other lands, to all the different lands and nations that he threw us there, now will come back and bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. And we'll come back to our Adama, we'll come back to Eretz Yisrael. So it says in this pasuk also, Asher Hela. It says Asher Hela, Mashm even from America, is called coming up to Eretz Yisrael. So Mikol HaRotzos is called coming up to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is Gevoya. Now, so far these are the drushes of Azoki Mamre that we had in the Mishnah. He has argument in his city, he comes up to the two Bezdins, then the third Bezdin, and if he still comes back home and paskins and tells people to do different than the Bezdin Agoda told him, for that is Chayiv Misa. Now, Tanu Rabban, we'll learn this. Zoki Mamre. Einai Chayiv, Elo al-Dovor, he's only Chayiv if he argues against the Bezdin on a matter that Shezdonai Koris, if a person would do that Avera B'mezid, he would be Chayiv at least Koris. V'shirgos Echatis, if the person does it B'shogeg, without understanding, then he's only Chayiv Echatis. Dibur Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. That is like in Mamre, he's only Chayiv Misa if he argues against the Chayiv Ekrisis. But if he argues against Stam Alav, Stam Aninig, he's Potter from Isa.
Is this Aminibu?
You should see how he knows it, right? No, he says it's the minimum, right? He says Chi is Kilo would also be the same thing. He says Chorus, that's the minimum. Rev Yudu Weimer, Aldova Shikra Midivrei Torah. It has to be something that it says in the Torah, anything that it says in the Torah, but to Perusha Midivrei Seferim. It has to be that the Chachomim have to come and explain what the Torah says. If it's something so simple that you do not need an explanation, there's no mocker for Zokei Mamre. It's only if the Chacham has to explain it. So he comes to argue and says, you're wrong. Your explanation is not right, but mine is right. That's called the Zokei Mamre. But anything Medivrei Torah that has the Pirush Medivrei Sefer. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, Afilu Diktuk Echad Medikdukei Sefer. Anything. Any argument that a person has against the Bezna Gadol, any time the Bezna Gadol gave a psak in a certain Indian, no matter what it is, the smallest dikta b'divrei misoifrim, even a shalom and isad rabbonin, even in a minig b'divrei rabbonin, but if the Bezna Gadol says this is the way it should be done, and you go back home and you pass him the opposite, for that you chayiv misa. It's not the chayim of the Aveira, it's because you're going against Bezna Gadol. It's because you have the chutzpah not to listen to what they told you. That's why you chayiv misa.
You have to
have the Now the Mishnah says, my time with Rabbi Meir. What's Rabbi Meir's reasoning? That he says it has to be something that you chayiv chorus on. My time with Rabbi Meir. So he says, gomar dova dova. Next exam shov, it says the word dova here. It says, ksiv ocho, ki yipole mimcho dova. If something is missing, you don't understand something. La mishbot. Well, ksiv osam, it says another posik, in the parasha of Kabonis, v'ne'lam dover mi'eni ha'kahal. So it says the parasha, bring in a korban by a chet that you did b'shoigeg, or v'chiv chat, or v'chiv chorus. Ma'al ha'alam dover shechayim azon ha'chorus. You only chayiv a korban chatis on an aveira that if you do it b'mezid, you would at least be chayiv a chorus. V'yashir gos v'chatis. And therefore, now that you do that chet b'shoigeg, you chayiv a chatis. That's the pasuk of Kabonis in Vayikra. So Afkan he also by Zokei Mamre, Dover Shechayiv Al Zdoinei Koris Vashir Gosei Chatis. It has to be something that you at least be Chayiv a Korban Chatis, which is at least the Zodan is a Koris. That's a Rameh's Drosha. That's the pasuk Ki Yipolei Mimcho Dover, or Dover means something that you will be Chayiv Koris with. Reb Yehuda. What does he da should know anything with divrei Torah that has a pirush midrabbanan? The pasuk says here, al pi ha Torah asher yerucha. According to the Torah asher yerucha, that they have to teach you. That means ad the ikra Torah. There has to be a question of something that true it says in the Torah. There's a davar midiraisa, but the yerucha. You need that the rabbanan have to teach you what does the Torah mean. We do not know exactly. Let's say by tzitzis, to say you have to have four corners. It doesn't really say in the Torah four. Or you have to have four tzitzis. It doesn't say clearly in the Torah how many tzitzis you need. So Rabbanan come and dashin, gdilim, gdil, gdilim, say it means four. But without the Rabbanan's drushes, we would not know what the Torah means. So such a thing like that, if he could become a Zlokim Amri. There has to be a mitzvah like tzitzis that it says in the Torah, but Rabbanan, they dash in the Torah, teach us how exactly to make the tzitzis. That's called Asher Yerucha, that a learning that Rabbanan taught us how to explain the Torah. Adika Torah Yerucha. For Rabbi Shimon says, no, anything, any argument at all that you have with them, Yechayiv Miso. For Rabbi Shimon, the pasuk says, Asher Yagidu L'cho Min HaMokam Hu. Asher Yagidu L'cho, that they tell you, Mashma Afilu Koldu. Any single thing that the Bez Nagadol tells you, this is the way you should do, and you go back home and you're pasking, you tell people, do the way I tell you, and do not listen to the Bez Nagadol, for that you chayiv misa. No matter what it is, go do. For the Rashi, yagidu l'cho, anything that they tell you, because the chayiv misa is because you're being mamre Bez Nagadol. You're arguing with the Bez Nagadol. For that alone, you chayiv misa. Omalei Rafuna, bachin in the Rovo, tag, Tirgum Ali, lo masnisa libra the Rabbi Meir. How are you going to explain the brisa we just learned before according to Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir says, Yoni chayiv nisa by zokim amrei, if it's something that is done in the chorus. We just had a whole brisa that dashes these tzukim for arguments that they don't have a chayiv chorus. A lot of these arguments we just learned before, there's no chayiv chorus. Din din, din imamnis, din imakis, there's no chayiv chorus over there. Sarah Rabbi Meir, Kirdash and the Psukim. The apostle Kiponi Mimcho Dover, La Mishpat. And we dash into every word to mean a lot of things. Ashkoi Soita, that has nothing to do with the Chi of Kos. Sarah Rabbi Meir, Kirdash and the Psukim. So Omar Le Rav Le Papa, Rav Sabat Le Papa, Puk come out, Tirgum Ali, I'll explain it to you like this. This is the way Rabbi Meir would dash into the Psukim. When the apostle says, Kiponi, that something is hidden, you don't understand something. Vidashina means the mufrashimament and akosim medaber. It has to be somebody that's choshev. A zokei mamre we had before in the Mishnah is only a mumcha, a person that the people respect and listen to. So therefore, when he comes back and tells people, I hold this way, people are going to listen to him. So that's called a zokei mamre. With the Mishnah and Rof, if he's only a katan, if he's not a Talmud, he's not chayiv, because people will not listen to him. That's the pasuk of Kiyupolei. Kiyupolei means he has to be a mumcha. He has to be a mufla, an astonished scholar he has to be. Then the pasuk says, mimcha, what does that mean? Zeyoyitz. What does that mean? Sheyadei alaber shonim. It has to be a question whether they make an extra month to the year or not. Lekvei achadoshim. Now, what does this have to do with the chiyuv chorus? So, kinnis manlik, we learn like this. Hei miidu shemavrenes ashono, Kolader. That first halacha was, or not, they said over, the Besdin said over, that the whole month of Adar, they have a right to decide to make an extra month. In other words, even Chof Tes Adar Rishon, then the Besdin has a right to decide, we want to make another month. And they could add another Sheni, even though they did not notify you before Purim. It comes out this year, they made Purim already, and after Purim they decided, we need another month. They could do that. Why? Because Shoyuan, before that, they used to say no. Before that, they used to say, Adar Purim. Besdin could only tell us to make an extra month before Purim. We have to know about it before Purim. Why? Because you would tell us after Purim, on Purim, 30 days before Pesach, you start to learn Hilchos Pesach. Now, people are going to think that in 30 days it's going to be Pesach. So, therefore, Dilahai Gisa Kashori comes to Pesach. If it comes out that you're going to make Pesach earlier, and they're not going to know, you're going to make Pesach later, they're not going to know about it, and they're going to eat chametz on Pesach. So it comes out there's a chayiv koros. If somebody eats chametz on Pesach, he's chayiv koros. So there is a shayla of chorus involved where the bezin should make an extra month or not. And vila ha'gisa, kashori chamta pesach. The other way, you'll be matter. In other words, they'll think it's Pesach the next month, and really it's not. So you're saying you're allowed to eat chametz on their Pesach. So therefore, that's called the shayla of divrei chi of chorus. So that's the case of Zaki Mamre. Now this is good. Even a question whether to make the extra month or not could come out to a shayla of chi of chorus. By making an extra month, you're postponing Pesach, and people come then to eat chametz on Pesach, which is a chi of chorus. So it's called you being cholak on bezdin and dover sheish bechi of chorus. Then dover pasuk ki yipole mimcha dover. What does the word dover mean? Zu halacha. That goes in halacha l'moshim Sinai. So which halacha l'moshim Sinai is nageya to chi of chorus? Could be a lot of them. The Mar brings down one. Zu halachas hilchais achar aser. The halachas of 11 days. There's a special halacha l'moshim Sinai about 11 days. Yet no learn like this. Our theory, the halacha is when an isha becomes a nida, the first time she sees a period, so she's tamei for 7 days midiraisa 7 days. After the 7 days, then the next 11 days is the days that she could become a zava. If she would see 3 times in a row, 3 days in a row dam, she would become a zava. If she only sees 1 day during those 11 days midiraisa, she's only tamei that 1 day. That's called the Shemeres Yoyim. She's only tummy that 1 day, and if she watches herself one more day, if she doesn't see, she can go to the mikvah, she can come to her. That's halacha l'moshim Sinai, 11 days in between one nida to another nida. First she sees, she's tummy for 7 days, then it stops nidus, then the next 11 days, she has a special halacha of a zova. Now what's going to be if she sees on the 10th day? 9 days passed by, the 10th day she saw. See, that's the machlekes. Diet Masiri. Rabbi Yechlin Omar Asiri Kitchi. That if she sees Dam on the 10th day, she has to be a Shemeres Yoyim. She's Tomei the whole next day also. She has to wait the next day. It's as if she saw it on the 9th day. You see it on the 9th day, you could become a Zava Gadela. If she'll see 9, 10, 11, she'll become a Zava Gadela. Therefore, we tell her, wait a whole day, you Tomei, to see what's going to happen. So even though on the 10th day, she can't become a Zava Gadela anymore. If she first sees the 10th, the most she can see again at the 11th, it's only 2 days. If she sees the 12th day, that's a nida. She won't become a zava. So after machlokes, in the case where she can't become a zava gedola, does she still have to watch that 1 day? So Bechlin says yes. If she sees on the 10th day, the 10th day is like chi. That she asked down the Shemeres Yoyim, she's told me that whole day. Rabbi Shimon ben Lokeshama no, Asiri Kiechen Osar. The 10th day is like the 11th day. She does not have to be shomer at all. She just goes to the mikvah afterwards and she's tor. Rabbi Yechonon Amar Asiri Kitchi, Matshi, just like on the 9th day. Boy Shimmer, she has to wait 1 more day. She's tummy for another whole day. Is that Asiri Boy Shimmer? The 10th day also, you have to wait another day, your tummy 1 more day. For Reshlokesh Amano, Asiri, the 10th day, is Kiechon Osir, is like the 11th day itself. Ma echad aser, just like the 11th day itself, loy boy shimur, because afterwards, the next day, you're tor, like you can't become a zavor. If so, he holds af asiri loy boy shimur. He holds the 10th day also does not need a shimur. So the via machlekes over here in this halacha l'moshim Sinai, if an isha sees dam on the 10th day, is she tor after she goes to the mikvah? That the bezna god of paskin, she's tomei. And who go home and say, no, she's tor. So it's being mat to a chi of chorus. And the tata says she's tamei, so there's a chi of chorus involved. So such a shayla will become a zaki mamri. Right, so this is a loch l'moshim Sinai, that there's a question of machlekes about the chi of chorus. Then the next pasuk said, mishpat zah din. There was a shayla of a din. So Pashi learned, it's a din of dinim, it's a shayla of din, din where somebody's chayv or not. So it means like this, no. The shayla of din was, bita manasosnoi. Machlokes was your own daughter.